Okay, well, why don't we go through some of your cases? And I thought we could start out with your patient, a 68-year-old man, who I think he ended up having a transplant.
So this is a 68-year-old gentleman who has chronic liver disease from hepatitis C, obviously a common scenario, who was found to have liver cancer. You know, I think at presentation, he had maybe 3 lesions all in the right lobe, the largest being, I think, 4 centimeters, and then had 2 smaller lesions, keeping in mind that we can make the diagnosis of liver cancer without a biopsy, you know, just on imaging. Hypervascular lesion that has delayed washout can be called liver cancer. Often the radiologists use this term LI-RADS, just like we have in mammogram, BI-RADS. There's LI-RADS, and a LI-RADS 5 lesion is definitely liver cancer.
Did you see this patient when he presented?
So at like our center, he was referred in because he was seen in the community initially. And oncology plays a pivotal role in the management of almost all the patients, regardless of stage. So he might come in and see the hepatologist on day one, see me on day one, and the surgeon on day one. He's clearly not resectable because this patient had thrombocytopenia, platelet count in the 80s. He was fairly well preserved as far as his liver function, you know, normal bilirubin, relatively normal albumin. And this patient would be referred for local regional therapy with the plan that eventually he would be listed for transplant. And so when I see patient, I explain short-term goals and long-term goals. The short-term is to control their tumor, and we know by doing that we can extend their survival. But long-term, which takes several months or a year or longer to get them a liver, we want to cure them because they have bad soil. I explain it to them, they have bad soil, and they've developed weeds, and we can try to control the weeds, but eventually the soil needs to be replaced. And so, not unusual, these patients undergo embolization procedures. They'll be followed typically every 2 to 3 months afterwards, and there's a mechanism to get them priority on the transplant list. But eventually, needless to say, this patient went to transplant with curative intent.